No game three necessary.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, baby.
Let's go. Good morning. 97.1 Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. And the Tigers have swept the wild card round, and they will advance to the ALDS, where Tarek Skubal could throw twice in a five-game series. John, everybody's buzzing. Home playoff baseball is coming back to Comerica Park.
That's it. You hit the nail on the head there. This is, everybody thought, okay, they're going away to Houston. Will they get a chance to play another game at home? Are they still watering the grass? Are they still maintaining it? We saw the viewing party that they had down there. They showed some clips during the game. And yes, on Wednesday, we as a city will host another game. Could host two if we feel we need it.
If you don't wrap that thing up in a nice tidy three and sweep the Guardians too, and we can talk that way because this team's playing that way. Gritty City, stand up. Let's go. 248-539-9797. We got open lines today. Of course, we're going to talk about this baseball team. That was an on-brand win to me, John. That was this Tigers team personified. Parker Meadows, winning player, gives you the lead. AJ goes.
That was a bomb, too. Oh,
I know. He had to get a hold of that one. Inside pitch. AJ goes to the pen. He's playing the mix and match game. Jackson Jobe, he's going to get some heat for that. They give up the lead. What do, John? They rally. They go pinch hitter. Abanez falls back 0-2, but he's seeing everything.
Oh, he had some great swings in that one, too.
And he smokes it down the left field line, clearing the bases. They take the lead. Like, of course, it's a pinch hitter. It's a matchup. Of course, it's Andy Abanez. That was such an on-brand win for this baseball team.
And how about the third runner to score? Spencer Torkelson, and just think about his year and that he's coming in as the fifth run, final run of that little, that run there. But the emotion that he showed after he slid, was called safe at home. It just was absolutely beautiful.
Underrated moment in that inning was Torkelson drawing the walk.
Yep.
There were a couple pitches he could have tried to go for.
Discipline.
But it's the discipline of, I don't think he's come up very big in this playoffs. He's had chances with runners on base, and he's had some bad at-bats. He didn't try to do too much. Underrated in that moment. Hey, just pass the baton to the next guy. I trust that AJ's going to go pinch hitter and hit this lefty up. It was underrated in that it was selfless, because I think there's a tendency when you're a slugger, you're a bopper. I think middle of the season, he would have been swinging at everything in that at-bat. It does show that, like, between the years, he's maturing. It's a more refined approach.
Well, and I mean, so you talk about the bullpen days, group effort days, undecided, all that, and you have a pitcher come in for sometimes, you know, the minimum three batters, yep, or just to get you out of an inning, and then they're gone. And guys that you know want to keep pitching, yet as soon as AJ comes to the mound, there's no, you know, they're not playing to the camera to say, I can't believe you're taking me out. It is a sacrifice that everyone is willing to make because they're winning. It's not about, this is the true definition of what a team, and it's a team of 12, 13 rookies. It's a team that has no experience. It's a team that doesn't have your individual stud other than Tarek Skubal.
Sure.
And Riley Green was an all-star, but it's a team that just says, I don't care what I have to do, I'm going to do it. And in that moment, Spencer Torkelson, what he has learned in his time, but especially this year, is, yeah, I want to get up there, I want to be the slugger, I want to hit the home run, I want to win it for the team, but the best decision was to get a walk.
Yeah, you're not going to give me anything grade A, nothing choice. Great. I'll take four pitches. I'll walk over to first base, and I'll trust Andy Abanez, who, by the way, said it was one of the best at-bats of his life.
Probably the biggest at-bat of his life.
And he said, they told him, hey, just be ready for the lefties.
Because that's the only time he's been in that position.
I know, and he delivered. But John, it's the same thing that AJ's done with Andy all year. He says to him, hey, look at their roster. Andy, there's only two guys you could possibly face. So I want you to just be zeroing in and preparing to face Hader. Well, he comes in. It's the only guy I got to worry about. It's the only consideration. I'm not going to come in against anybody else. So he was able to prepare for the moment. AJ set his guy up for success. Abanez did not hit well in the second half of this season, but the one matchup you like is lefty. And AJ trusted him. He prepped him. He put him in the one spot that he told him he would, and the player delivered for him.
And how about the graphic that they showed? Andy Ibañez, but Hader comes in, and he is making more by himself than the entire postseason roster for the Detroit Tigers.
Do you think that helps with the thing you're talking about, ego? Like, none of these guys are $25, $30 million players that got to get their ABs. Colt Keith's the highest paid player, and he's making under $3 million.
On his minor league, I know it was a big contract for a minor leaguer, but he signed it as a minor leaguer.
Yeah, he had never played in the majors. So it's not like,
I do think that can play a part in it. And
like, you were in pro
locker
rooms.
I'm cautious to say that because guys make a lot of money and they may be the highest paid guy on the team, it doesn't mean that they've got to have an ego that says, I have to be the guy. Now, they want to go out and you want to prove that you're always underpaid, but it doesn't mean that you have to go out there and instantly be the man. There are some guys, I get the money and I've got to be the guy.
I think it could also work this way too, where a team feels obligated to play a guy because he's making so much money, right?
Oh, you think we faced that this year?
Yeah, I could come up with one pretty high-profile example. He makes more than the entire playoff roster. His name's Javi Baez. John, the playoff wildcard roster was an $18.8 million roster.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these guys were in AAA. The bullpen guys were in AAA in the middle of the season. Yeah, I think it's everything about this team. It's gritty. It's scrappy. It's Tiger baseball. It's matchups. It's Hinch. And you kind of raised an eyebrow with the Job thing. We can spend some time on it later in the show, but just right off the cuff, like, in the moment, were you judging that?
I wasn't. I because the conversation we had yesterday, in Hinch we trust. And he put him, it was a tough position to be in. It was, the biggest moment of his baseball life. And I didn't have a problem with it, especially when I know he gave up 2 runs. But there was no hard contact.
You're right.
There was some situational things there that if they happen in any other situation, and I know that I understand that that's the position he was put in, it's the situation that he was in, but when you are making a play at first base, first Torkelson, and he throws it home to Jake Rogers, not a great throw, but it wasn't a normal play. Like, that to me isn't on. He got a ground ball. Like, it wasn't hard contact. The foul ball that was a pop fly. If Vierling just throws the ball instead of pausing for just a second, it's an out. Like, they weren't necessarily on Jackson Job.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if he's on the roster, he has to be available to pitch
in any situation.
And he came in with a lead against 6, 7, and 8. I'm not sure you can really script it better than that. Ideally, he'd come in with a 10-run lead, but come on, it's playoff baseball.
Right.
And to your point, he didn't get rocked. It was all soft contact. Now, the one, the hit-by-pitch kind of brushed a guy. Vierling is, and it's a tough play because he's got to run all the way into foul territory, but if he's quick on the transfer, quick to home,
yeah.
But that's not Jackson Job's fault that an aggressive send scores the run.
Right.
And if Torkelson and Rogers complete the play on the ground ball at first,
it's a moot point.
Yeah, there's no run that scores and you've set up your double play. Like, I had no issue with him putting Job into the fire there.
No.
If he's here, you can't baby him. Otherwise, leave him home. If he can't pitch there, he shouldn't be on the roster.
I was watching somebody else yesterday, and maybe it was the Braves. They had a pitcher that had only pitched like 4 or 5 innings. And he's one of their best prospects. So it's not like it's out of the realm of what goes on at this time of year.
248-539-9797. We got a lot to do on this Thursday. We'll have a 2 Grand Slam opportunity for you at 7:25. We have a special guest at 7:35. Kirk Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a crow?
Yes. Fire up the grill.
I suppose that's apropos.
Get your
time to eat our words, right?
Get your fork and knife ready.
It's only fair because back in June, Gibby called in. Tigers are scuffling. And he says, hey, guys, you're being too negative. They would go on to go 10-17 in June. He became the butt of the joke. It's only right that as this team advances to the ALDS, we give him a chance at a rebuttal because Tony Paul sent this out yesterday that Gibby told him They ripped my ass for an effing week, and that's okay. So, return serve today.
Love that guy.
How can you not? 7:35, be up, set an alarm, whatever you got to do today. Come back at 7:35 for Kirk Gibson. We'll get to the phones. Rick on a cell. Rick, you're on 97.1.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
We know Scooble is the Cy Young Award winner, but you know, if AJ Hinch is not manager of the year, I'm going to eat my hat. Mm-hmm. The guy is pushing all the right buttons, pulling all the right levers. It's just amazing. The thing that's remarkable to me is that, you know, the way he's doing it with the rotation, as the major league announcers, you know, a national TV guy said, and everybody has said, is Scooble, and then there's everybody else. It's Scooble and everyone else. And, you know, they are the very, very definition of a team. There's absolutely no quit in these guys. You know, if you're looking for a hashtag tagline or some description of this team this year, for me it would be no quit. That's them. They are, well, as far as how I'm 63 years old, right? And this is the most exciting season I've seen ever from the Tigers. And I'm going back now, I'm thinking the thing that is remarkable about the pitching and how AJ Hinch has been handling this is we used to call Sparky Anderson Captain Hook because Captain Hook he never let anybody finish a game or anything. AJ Hinch with this is like Captain Hook on steroids, man. I mean, it's just like, you know, these guys are pitching one and a half, two innings at the most, and it's just incredible. But man, go Tigers. It is so great. And I don't see any quit in these guys, and I don't see any end to these guys.
No, it's the grit don't quit mentality. And the idea of a team, I passed this stat along to John and Tom in a group text. The Tigers had nobody with 25 or more home runs, nobody with 25 or more stolen bases. Nobody on the roster had more than 150 hits or 75 runs batted in. I think they only had one pitcher throw for more than 150 innings, and it's Tarek Skubal. Like, it, by definition, it is the most gutty, scrappy baseball team we've seen. And this formula has worked for teams. You can go on a run in the postseason, and the Tigers, John, somebody let them get hot.